Good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. It's slim pickings to find an unharvested cornfield around the country, as 96 out of every 100 fields are all done. Nationally, corn harvest inched ahead 3% to 96% done, but last year at this point it was 99% done. Still, 96 is ahead of the 95% five-year average. North Dakota corn, 93%. Last year we were at 100%. South Dakota corn, 96% harvested, but was 100% last year. Minnesota isn't giving a number anymore. There are a couple of states really lagging behind.
And then if you're looking for states with still, well, we see three in the Midwest, and we'll start off with Michigan, where corn harvest is 79% complete, five-year average 83%. Next up, we have Wisconsin, 85% harvested, but that is on par with the five-year average. And then third, we have Ohio at 86% harvested, 3 points behind the five-year average.
The familiar voice of USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey gives us the sunflower harvest progress.
We had a slow start. That picked up quite a bit in November with open weather and warm weather for the most part. So now as we see our final report of the year nationally, 86% of the sunflowers harvested, 2 points ahead of the five-year average, but well behind last year's 98% harvested on November 26th, 2022. We did see some snow falling in some of the production areas in Kansas. That limited harvest progress and increased during the week just from 90 to 92%. And now falling behind the Kansas five-year average of 93%. As we move to the north, the weather did remain open, and we've seen quite a bit of harvesting the last 3 or 4 weeks. North Dakota reaching 82% harvested, equal to the five-year average for sunflower harvest.
We got a ruling on a USMCA dispute with U.S. and Canadian dairy policy.
Michael Torrey of Edge Dairy Cooperative explains from the point of view of Upper Midwest dairy producers.
Dairy exports are a huge part of what we deal with every day. In the last 10 years, exports in the dairy world have increased 85%, 25% year over year in terms of dairy exports and value. The farmers in the Upper Midwest, there's a lot of cheese processors, and so it's important that we continue to have free and fair trade and stability that our farmers can count on so they can continue to grow.
The USMCA panel ruled 2-1 in favor of Canada in the dispute. Both U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack via press release expressed disappointment in the ruling and noted the U.S. will continue to address the issue with Canada.
That's Rod Bain of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. This is Inside Agriculture. And overnight markets traded higher for the second day in a row. Let's see how they're doing on the 8:30 open. Markets are next.